Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has sent me to bring good tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogue and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found a passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And he spoke highly, and all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. So in that reading from the Gospel this morning, we have what is referred to as Jesus giving his inaugural address to the people. And I suppose that's very topical at this moment. We are about to begin a new period here in this country. And Jesus was never afraid to get up and talk about the things happening around him. And it seems today that many people are upset or almost angry if you speak the truth or point out what is happening. And you cannot, I think, be a true representative of Jesus Christ and not be afraid to say what really matters and what really is troubling people at the moment. We're going through a very, very difficult time, and I find a lot of people at the moment, for one reason or another, are very angry, and there's a lot of fear around. Fear based on what people see happening, and anger may be based on our expectations not being met many times. Well, as long as you have expectations, you'll always be disappointed. And we must, when we preach the good news of Jesus, we must preach it and live in the real world and not be afraid to talk about the things happening in the real world. And what is the sign? What is our Christian sign? Have you ever Have you ever thought about that? What is our Christian sign? And our Christian sign is the cross. And have you ever thought the symbolism of the cross? Have you ever looked at the cross? And what shape is it? And you notice the cross is what? It's both vertical and horizontal. And as Jesus found out, to his cost, as long as you speak about vertical things, some place way up there, you're fine. But when you speak about horizontal things, what's happening around you, you seem to get in trouble. But we cannot be true Christians if we don't live in the real world and talk about the real things. And through dialogue and conversation, all practice what we listened to in the first reading this morning about loving one another. That's our calling, to really love, to really love. And nothing is more impressive than real love. And so when we come across people who in their own lives, I'm always so happy, absolutely happy, when I meet, for example, a couple who have been married many years, 50, sometimes even 60 years, and yet are truly in love. How beautiful. And even can say, it's better today than ever it was. We're more in love. That's what we're talking about. And that's what Jesus is always talking about in the gospel. The vertical, by all means, loving God. But, the horizontal is equally important, loving one another.